The Russian invasion has reached Ukraine's capital city. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Air raid sirens sounding again in Kyiv a short time ago as Russian forces move in deeper.
They're probably about 2 to 6 miles from where I'm standing right now in the center. We've heard some small arms fire really for the first time, rifle fire back and forth.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kyiv.
We've also seen a lot of civilians now taking up arms, these territorial defense forces. If you just show up with a passport, they will give you a gun.
Now, Russia's military says it has seized an airport outside the capital and claims to have cut Kyiv off from the west. Many Ukrainians have been fleeing. Some are in shelters and in Lviv, where Fox's Mike Tobin is.
There are big lines in front of all the banks as people are panicking, withdrawing all the cash they can. The lines are now gone from the ATMs as they are out of cash.
Russia claims it's taken out over 100 Ukrainian military installations. There are reports of casualties on both sides. The UN reports more than 100 Ukrainian civilians have been killed. The U.S. is going to send another 7,000 troops to Europe.
NATO says it is increasing its presence on the eastern part of the alliance. Ukraine is not part of NATO, and the Biden administration has stressed that no American troops are going to Ukraine to fight in this war.
With COVID cases falling, the CDC is set to follow the lead of many states on masks. Fox's Evan Brown following this live.
Yeah, Dave, some states have famously done away with mask requirements months, if not years ago at this point. Others have ended the requirement, at least in part, just weeks ago. But now the Centers for Disease Control today is expected to update federal guidelines, doing away with most recommendations that people wear masks indoors, though it is not clear if the new guidelines will affect mask rules for air, bus, or train travel, Dave.
Evan, sources tell Fox President Biden's made his choice for the Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. We don't know who, but he's vowed all along to nominate a black woman. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. The sanctions the U.S. and our allies imposed not stopping Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden admits he didn't expect they would, but
the sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated 2/3 of the world joining us.
Many Republicans have been critical that the president didn't go far enough and acted too late. And many Americans seem to agree in a survey just before the invasion.
The latest Fox News poll found 56% of respondents think the president is not tough enough on Russia. When the same question was asked in 2018 about then-President Trump, fewer voters found he wasn't tough enough, 53%. 2/3 of voters said they were concerned about what is happening in Ukraine. Nearly 8 in 10 voters said what happens in Ukraine matters in the U.S. either somewhat or a great deal.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Expect a lot more Biden criticism this weekend as Republicans gather in Florida at the conservative CPAC convention.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he firmly believes this November
change is coming. It is powerful.
The issues that could swing midterm elections were front and center. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn said she echoes what parents think on COVID rules.
They are saying no to masks, no to Zoom school.
While Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took on President Biden directly.
He doesn't like Florida and he doesn't like me because we stand up to him.
The speakers continue through Sunday with former President Trump headlining Saturday night. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Checking Wall Street, stock futures were down a few hundred points. Now they're up a little bit before the opening bell. It's like yesterday. The Dow early in the day was down more than 800 points. It rebounded and finished higher, almost 100. The NASDAQ rose 436 points. The price of gas, though, is up 3 cents a gallon today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.